Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, family. Good morning. I'm so glad I have 1,000 alarms on my phone to help wake me up. Been up, right? And moving and grooving, doing 1,000 different things, and then this alarm goes off. I'm like, it's time for the show. So, yeah, good morning. Man, let me tell you, one day of rest, oh, I feel like a million bucks. I feel like a million. If I got 2 days of rest, I might take over the world. This is such a great feeling. When you are honoring, I spent the whole day doing exactly like I said, moving slowly, moving in my rhythm, relaxing a lot more, resting when I felt like it, intending to shrines. That's it. I got so much accomplished by moving slowly. It was strange, but I was all for it. And I really feel good. I feel like I can take on these last 7 days. 7 days, family. I remember we were only 7 days in. So this is the 1st of April. And so on the 7th, we will be done. I want to congratulate everyone that has made it. For those that haven't, come on, let's finish strong. Let's finish strong. Let's get into this, okay? I really want you to pay attention. Pay attention to the journals, the journal prompts. Pay attention to how we started this. And at first, I thought it was hard, harsh, whatever. You know, we had to manage through difficulties. We had to go through the storms. We had to really, you know, focus on how do we get out of some of these negative situations that we've put ourselves in. Be clear, unfortunately, a lot of this we have contributed to, okay? We created it. And just because we created it, I've said from the beginning, self-harm hurts just the same as when someone else harms you, okay? You have the same problem. It's the same healing process. So we had to go through all that. Now we can come here and think about positive spiritual characteristics. But we had to go through the cleanup process first, okay? Because you can't think about, okay, how do I build myself positively, spiritually, when you're in the middle of a storm? You know, there's a hierarchy of needs. You know, the basic one is shelter. So there's definitely an order to things. You got to clean it out first. If you have a cavity, and if, you know, we do have cavities, it's not a big deal. But if you have a cavity, the first thing that dentist is going to do is clean it. He's going to clean, he's going to remove all the junk, and that is the uncomfortable part. That's the uncomfortable part, getting cleaned up. But then once it's cleaned, he's going to put in some medicine, he's going to make sure from this point on, he'll be able to some degree, keep it clean. Right? After that, after you're able to keep it clean for however long you need to keep it clean, then we can build on it. If you need a filler, they get a filler. If you need a replacement, if you need whatever, he can have something to, the dentist can have something to build on. But first, it has to be cleaned out. You cannot build on a cavity. You can't, because eventually, and I can tell you this, if you say, okay, guess what, I'm not going to let you clean it, and I'm not going to build on it. Okay, well, guess what happens then? It gets bigger. It gets infected. It just really becomes a problem. And so we got to get to the point where we're not fighting the cleaning part, because we know on the other end of it, there will be some other positive things, right? So now we've gone through so much of this devotion, hopefully, focusing on self, focusing on the type of spiritualist you would like to be. Who are you trying to do? What are you trying to do? Who are you trying to be? You know, and I can tell you, you know, if what you are attempting is not in accordance, is not in alignment with what God has intended for you and your family line to do, then, you know, you'll be trying it forever. You have to do what God has asked you to do. So many times we want to do what we want to do. It doesn't work that way. So let's work on our positive spiritual characteristics. What does it mean to be spiritual? And what makes us positive? I got so many happy Easter texts or happy Resurrection Day and stuff like that. And a positive spiritual characteristics is being patient and kind with everybody. These people were wishing me well. They weren't trying to, you know, convert me or anything else like that. They were wishing me well, you know. And I can smile and receive their well wishes and wish them well back, you know. You have a wonderful Sunday as well, you know. I can, there's so many ways that I can acknowledge their well wishes without having to give them a lecture as to how this is not necessarily my holiday. You don't have to go through all that. That's a positive spiritual characteristic. I can be patient with them. And if you don't, if you have never looked up the definition of patience, I'm going to encourage you to do it today, right? So also, that's kindness, right? How are we kind? How can we show kindness to the world? Hold on for a second. Right. How do we show our kindness? How do we show the love that we have for humanity? Because we need it. Lord, we need it. You know, humanity is in a bad way. I'm going to share something, and this is personal. And if I'm talking to you, I'm talking to you, okay? But if you're doing okay, like your head's above water and you're able to, you know, feed yourself and everything, that means that your neighbor is not. That's the truth. And so this means take it a step further. If you are all right, if you're looking around, I'm not saying perfect, and I don't think any of us are perfect, but if you can look around and you can be like, you know, I think I'm okay for the moment, that means your neighbor, and the reason why I say neighbor, I'm talking about somebody close to you. Your neighbor might be the house beside you. The neighbor might be somebody in the community, whatever. But this is, you know, your neighbor is in need. And so we have to get to the point, part of our spiritual characteristics is we have a sense of community, not just our house. What I'm trying to tell you is that if the neighbor's house is on fire, you need to go get your bucket and try to put that out. One, that's your neighbor. Two, that thing spreads. So in these positive spiritual characteristics, this is when we're trying to build on what we have in a godly way. This is when we have to start sharing with one another. This is when we have to dig deep on that compassion, right? Positive spiritual characteristics. One, you're not going to let nobody drag you in that mud with you. I mean, really, family, the mud is everywhere, too. You know, it's like we're trying to walk and it just rained. I remember being in Miami, and whenever it rained, the worms would come out on the sidewalk, and as a girl, and I'm not a girly girl, but we didn't want to step on the worms. And so we had a fun time trying to tiptoe around the worm this is what we're doing right now when it comes to the negativity. It's everywhere. Unfortunately, you know, you're the very neighbor we're talking about, the neighbor who has less than, neighbor that's in need. Right now, they're not feeling the best, so they may come across as, you know, negative or whatever. During these next last days, sidestep them for a second. Allow them to be whatever kind of challenge they need to be for themselves, but you move. A lot of times I'll see people that will, they almost want to challenge themselves. It's like, well, I could be around them and not be negative, and I promise you, I'm going to tell you, you're going to do one or two things. You're going to either, one, you might inspire them to be more cheering. You might give them some hope. Or two, you're going to become negative yourself. Is that's it. Either they're going to influence you or you're going to influence them. Right now, the fast has gotten long. We're on day 23. I wouldn't tempt myself. I'm not. I don't. Don't tempt yourself. If you can't handle it, this is the greatest time to walk away. This is the greatest time. Look, I'm going to circle back on that phone call. I'm going to circle back on this conversation. You know, you may have to admit and really say, hey, I'm really not physically strong enough to manage this energy right here, right now. If somebody is speaking to you and they're speaking that, they're speaking to your vice, you know what I'm saying? No matter what your vice is, if they're speaking to your vice, this may be the time to let that go. You don't know how many conversations I'm like, you know what? Can we table this for a minute? Can we come back to this in a week? You know, I don't even need this thought in my brain right now. Can we come back to it? And people laugh, and I'm like, okay, I'm glad you're laughing, but I'm real serious. I don't have the capacity to fight that right now, so I'm just going to leave it alone altogether. A couple of arguments, I owe people. I owe some arguments out there. Guess you won't get it right now. Right now, all I can give you is peace and love, because I really am at a point where my spirit has become sensitive. My spirit is like, yeah, I'm loving this peace and love diet you got me on. I'm loving how I'm appreciating the world. I'm loving how I'm seeing the beauty in everything, how I can see value in every person. I'm enjoying this. I really don't want to go back to reality right now. Let's stay here in God's realm and hang out with the angels. And I don't want to go back to that. I want to stay here in the peace and love. And so this is what we are. This is where we are. This is what we're doing. We have to focus ourselves on this. Focus yourself on the last couple days, the last 10 days of fast, of Ramadan. There's special blessings in those last 10 days. And I believe those blessings are set up to help keep you inspired, okay? They're set up to help you push forward. There's special nights of forgiveness, special nights of extra prayer, special nights where as you are moving forward in your fast, you're getting double benefits, because God knows, okay, I know you're tired. Your spirit may be tired at this point. I know you've been doing all this extra work. And right here is where you can, you know, need a little extra motivation. I'm telling you, stay with it. I'm telling you, there's such an accomplishment with it. I mean, I've gone as far this year. Like I said, this is the gratitude fast. I've already gotten my blessings. I got my blessings before this fast started. I am still on my high, still getting paperwork signed, still getting positive energy moving. My whole family has been blessed. I've had angels call me and say, hey, I've had this blessing come up this year. I've had this blessing. I'm on a gratitude fast now, Mama 7. I said, we all are. Some of us didn't know it. some of us may not have been aware, but I'm fully aware of the blessings that have happened. And if you need to, call me. Don't hesitate. I will help. Be like, didn't we get this accomplished? Didn't this happen? Didn't it? I love pointing out God's blessings. And people are like, yeah. No, that is a great thing. That, I do feel blessed on that. So if you kind of confused and haven't seen the miracle in your life this fast, let me know. I'd love to do it. You know, one miracle is I'm going to be cooking. It's not a miracle, but I'm so excited about cooking for at the water. So we're going to go to the water. We're going to have our final cleanse off. I'm so excited about it. And then we're going to turn around and we're going to fellowship and eat. I can't wait. It is an awesome time to be alive. This is going to be a great year. It came in as a harvest year. You know, Spirit said harvest. All those that have put something in the ground are going to get. No, they didn't say some people. Spirit said everyone is going to reap what they have put in that ground. Everyone. And I'm like, woo-hoo, because I know that we are putting positive things in the ground, right? We are making positive investments. We're working and we're keeping ourselves focused in the positive. So I'm excited about that. It wasn't until maybe a month ago that I thought, I was like, oh, snap, but what if you ain't been on your dean? And then what happened? And Spirit said, no, you're going to get what you put in. I said, okay. But this is where all the blessings are coming from. This is where I can see clearly where we're going to be receiving all of the blessings that we've put in. It's such a wonderful time to be. So stay on top of your fast. Stay on top of your spiritual characteristics. Build yourself. How do you want to be? What kind of spiritualist do you want to be? I can tell you all spiritualists, every single one of them, pray to God. Be clear, family. Be clear, okay? We're not just out here drinking dew. We're not just out here meditating and communing with animals. We are making hardcore prayers. This fast, I have stepped my prayer game up tenfold, and I didn't think it was possible. You know, it's not just about saying more prayer. It's about creating more energy in your prayer. It's about, you know, having more understanding about the prayer that you're saying and have been probably saying forever. It's about understanding and being appreciative of the air that you are utilizing as you are praying. When I say my prayers got deep, they got deep for me. And I was like, wow, I so appreciate the ability and the time that God has put into me just in getting these prayers straight so that I can go forward and move and have the protection that I'm needed to have. So when I tell you I'm on a gratitude fast, when I tell you that I am so grateful for all of the blessings that happened before fast, and then turn around, I got to have my blessings during the fast, I'm like, I don't know what may happen after the fast. You know, I'm sitting here like a kid at Christmas, like all the movie shows, the kids are excited and everything else like that. I'm sitting there, like right now. What more is this fast going to produce? Because it's already produced so much. I feel blessed. And I'm noticing the more I feel blessed, the more I act blessed. The more I act blessed, the more I am blessed. And so I'm doing this over and over and over again. I'm going to tell you to do it too. Move in an energy like you are already blessed, like God has already placed it there in front of you. And all you have to do is choose to pick it up. When you move like a blessed person, you become blessed. Watch. People respond to your energy. So this is not about acting high sedity. It's not about, no. when you're blessed and you know that you're blessed, you move differently. And that's not to be, in fact, feeling blessed, in my opinion or in my experience, doesn't put you above anyone. It doesn't. Being blessed puts you in your position, where you belong, wherever that is. Most people that I know that live blessed lives don't feel the need to be, like I don't feel the need to be above anybody. I just feel the need to be in alignment with God. I feel the need to be in alignment with my ancestors' needs and wants of me. I feel the need to be maintaining this positive example so that I can do the work that I need to do. And so me competing with other people becomes irrelevant, unnecessary, and a waste of resources. So as you're going through your day, understand there is a very special energy that's occurring during these last couple days of fast. And if you can't do the full hard fast, which is what I've been doing this this year, amazing, because I thought I would never get, as I thought my health wouldn't allow me. And so the fact that I can fast is really a testament to how our bodies can heal, and how when you ask for healing and God gives you healing, show that you've been healed through the fast. So I've been doing the hard fast, and it's worked. It's been great. If you can't do the hard fast, do fruits and vegetables and you know, call it a work on that. That's a fast. That's, trust me, to me, that's the harder fast. That is the harder fast, in my opinion, because when the sun goes down, you're going to want to eat what you want to eat, but you still have to hold steadfast in your mind, right? If you can't do either one, and I don't know why you wouldn't, but let's say you can't do either one, there's something you can sacrifice. You know, I've had to I have to limit my time with my cat videos. That's part of my sacrifice, okay? And there's nothing wrong with cat videos. But there's also nothing wrong with letting that go for a moment, you know, holding off on that and really saying I'm going to focus my energy on what God has asked me to focus my energy on, which is my journaling, my prayers, my meditations, and everything else like that, right? And so, let's stay focused in our fast. What can you do? So when you call me or when I call you and I'm asking how's your fast going, I want you to have something that you're doing. I want you to be able to say, yeah, I'm doing this and that part's working well. You know, find something that you can give to God. God doesn't ask this of us every day. There's only one month that, you know, this type of request is being made. So let's do it. It's only one month. 1 month out of 12. You know, he's not even asking for every other month. He's asking for 1 month. Let's make it happen, right? Family, I wish you all a wonderful day. It's Monday, okay? So Mondays are traditionally Alegba's days, and Alegba already carries a certain energy with him. And then it's April 1st, which a lot of people will call April Fool's Day. And so there may be a whole bunch of little pranky-like energy floating around. Yeah, let's watch that. You know, you really have to protect your fast. You have to guard yourself because there are people that don't respect your fast, and they will, you know, do things, whether intentionally or unintentionally, to try to break your fast. So let's spend this time, you know, all day today, really kind of on guard and not allow people to, you know, irritate and bug you and stuff. Let's pack an extra order of patience because the energy itself may be difficult to fast with, you know? So let's think about that. I'll be reaching out and seeing how everyone is doing, okay? All right. I wish you well on your day. Stay strong in your fast. We'll speak more later. Peace.